Hey everybody, welcome back to the show and thank you for joining us for episode 8 of season 3 of Pillow Talk Uncensored, which is also the season finale. I'm Fatima.
And I'm Dom.
On today's episode, we switched things up and had some fun with our two guest stars. We ended the Battle of the Sexes series on a very interesting note, to say the least. Mm-hmm. So, let's just get right into it. Hey, Brittany. Welcome back to the show, and thanks for joining us. And welcome, Rasheem. Before we get into today's episode, I'm going to give you all a chance to let the listeners know a little bit about y'all and where they can find you at on social media. So, ladies first.
My name is Brittany. I am a caterer. I do soul food and pretty much anything that you want on your menu. I do weddings, baby showers, parties, private dinners, etc. And I also have a spiritual wellness business that specializes in sage, homemade candles, and soon meditation. You can find me on my main page, which will lead you to all of my business pages, and that's Brittany, B-R-I underscore T-T underscore A-M-Y underscore W on Instagram.
Okay, thank you, girl. Rasheem?
Keep it simple. I'm Rasheem. I'm from West Philly, a graduate community with the Lincoln University community. Did a little trade school, CDL, over the road back in Philly. 32, parent, work for SEPTA. You can find me on Instagram at Philly Sheen and Facebook, because I know a lot of people, they don't be on Facebook, but Facebook is a little bit better than Instagram if you ask me. That's my opinion, you know. But on Facebook at Sheem Adams. Other than that, you know, keep it simple. That's it.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. So this is the season finale of season 3. And this is also the last episode of the Battle of the Sexes series. So we're going to do things a little different and have some fun. So we're going to play a little game. So basically, me and Dom came up with a number of different situations or scenarios. And we're going to ask Brittany and Rasheem how they would handle it. The catch is, if me and Dom don't agree with, you know, like me and Dom are the voters. So if we're more so on Rasheem's side versus Brittany's side, then Brittany is a loser and Brittany has to take a shot. We do realize that Rasheem is outnumbered because it is 3-1. So there's not going to be any biases. We're going to be fair. And if me and Dom can't decide who we agree with collectively, then they both got to take a shot. Because clearly somebody not making sense. So are we ready? We got our liquor of choice. Let's play fair, guys. Let's have fun. Anyway, so we, who do you think going to take the most shots, Dom? Let's give it a TikTok.
You can be honest. Just go ahead and point to me, because I already feel like you're leaning towards me.
I was, but I'm
it's cool. It's
like, you just look prepared.
Like, I am prepared, because I feel like I'm going to get beat up on the day, but it's all right.
I got to be Team Brittany, obviously, but I don't know. Like, I think it's going to be interesting. If I'm being biased, I'm Team Brittany, but I honestly don't know who's going to take the most shots. So without further ado, let's get right into it. So the first situation is, how do you get the person you want from social media?
Ladies first.
You go at them directly. No need to beat around the bush.
I mean, it's a bunch of ways you can go at somebody on social media. You can start with them liking pictures. Take it all the way back to the first picture, second picture. You know how people scroll and go all the way to the past and skip around. Next thing you know, your favorites is blocked. You know, you see the comments and the likes, and then they head to the DM. There's a bunch of ways you can do it, but it seems like the common way people are doing it now is they'll follow you on social media, and then when they see you in public, they won't speak, and then they'll follow back up on social media. Yo, I seen you in public. I wanted to talk to you, but you look like you was busy, or you look like this, and then now the conversations. It's a bunch of ways to really talk to somebody off of social media, honestly. But once again, in social media, that's really not who they are. That's just what you see. So
as a follow-up to that, how do you get them in person?
I mean, depend on how the conversation, honestly, depend on if your conversation even continue in the DM, because some people, you can DM them and they just won't even follow. They might not even say nothing back. They might just sit there, see you following, liking, hearting, that's it. And then maybe you might catch them in public or vice versa. But it depends on if you even get any feedback. If you ain't getting no feedback, you just got to let that go. But, you know, it's common for most men, or sometimes females too. It's rare though, but for them to get in their feelings and get mad at the next, you know, they cuss you out in your DM. It started with, oh yeah, you was, you know, hey, beautiful, good morning. And now it's like, not even that good looking anyway. This, that, and the third. I mean, it's facts. This is really the world we live in today. So, you know, it's multiple ways to get somebody. It's multiple ways to get rejected. A lot of people nowadays cannot handle rejection. Rejection is, it's rejection. I mean, nobody likes it at the end of the day.
So what is your go-to? Like, how would you pursue someone?
Man, see, it's really no go-to. I mean, you just...
How have you done it?
I mean, all right, so you know how I start. You go through the browse, or maybe you might see somebody you might know. Like, it might Facebook or whatever might request somebody you might know or follow somebody else. And you start off following a page. You might like a couple pictures. You might post in your story. They might even come at you before you can even say something to them. They might just like your picture. They might go on your DM or where, you know, stories or wherever you at. And then, like I said, the conversation will start from there or whatever. If I see you at a certain location, I might be like, where you at? Or I might, you know, or you comment on your picture, comment on whatever you posted. You look nice. Like, just start off with maybe the way you dress. It could be shoot. It could be something. It could be the subtlest things. It don't got to be nothing crazy hardcore. It could just be something light. But the thing is, some people are very impatient and they don't know how to pace themselves. So they just go straight for the juggler. Now they looking for the number. They looking for something over the top. When it just could, you could just keep it as a DM. It is no, it's no race to when you're trying to talk to somebody. It's just got to happen naturally. If it don't happen naturally, it's a bad thing. It gets real bad. Next, you know, you get cussed out. Somebody screenshotting all your stuff, and now you on their Instagram. You look at how this dude was trying to talk to you. That's why she left. Now he getting blocked, and now you like it just getting ugly. So
I feel like you are the complete opposite of what Brittany said, because she said just go for it.
You take your time. Be consistent.
I mean, be consistent, yeah. But like I said, y'all say be consistent, but when a dude is in your DM heavy and giving y'all that consistent energy, DM y'all.
That's why we got to be like, sorry, we're not interested. Yeah, I'm not about to play.
Now, listen, there we go. Now, if it's somebody you like.
Yeah, I'm giving you my number.
No. It's social media.
What you mean? What do you mean?
Exactly, no. Anybody can at you. What you mean? It's social media.
Okay, and the person I don't want, I'm going to be like, sorry, not interested. Yeah. Like, if it's the person I want, okay, here's my number.
Y'all not just gonna come smooth off as soon as ball hits you in your DM. First of all, it's gonna start off as
if it's
likes.
Somebody no, I wait, want.
Listen. If it's somebody you don't want.
I know. I'm gonna ignore him.
If they liking your pictures,
I'm gonna ignore it. And then eventually, I might be like, all right, I'm not interested. But if it's a person I want, I'm talking about for the person that you want. If it's not just anybody.
If it's somebody you want, yeah, of course you're gonna pursue. But you still might play a little hard to get.
No, I'm not.
Y'all not.
I'm giving you one.
No.
Dom, you going? You're not gonna play hard to get a little bit.
I'm shy, so it's not hard to get. I just don't know yet. But
you're gonna come off with not, your number though, right?
If he asks for my number, like,
I might. But just because I give you my number, don't mean I'm gonna respond either. So a number is.
Oh, you one of those? You just give your number out.
Oh man, see, I don't know. Because even if they get the number, then y'all texting is y'all back. You know, just because you're interested in them, is y'all back and forth with the texts? Is y'all?
Let's go out. We're going to go.
Drag your feet. Y'all not just going to get straight to the point. Everybody's not like that.
I don't like wasting time. If you're not talking about a date, then I already put you in the throwaway category. So,
yeah, once you get to a certain age group and everything, it's like, what are we doing? Like, you either going to tell me what you want or you want, because you're not going to waste my time. So that's what I mean by like go direct. It's not like, okay, yeah, here's my number, holler at me. No, it's like, okay, hi, how you doing? Because it's 10 other dudes liking the same pictures that you going back and liking, going and liking and heart eyeing the same stories that you are, be original. You more than likely to get a response back if you come and say, hey, listen, you know, like, what's up? I've been, you know, looking at you, following you for a minute, you know, I find you, whatever. And the girl either going to reject you or she going, you know, see what it's hitting for.
So what about the girl that's keeping, that got five in the tuck? from that group that you're talking about, then what? How you processing all that? Y'all going
on? Why are you worried about them? You gotta be worried about yourself. Like, you gotta be, all right, you gotta have the mindset, okay, it's me and five of the dudes in her DM saying the same stuff. How am I gonna stand out to this girl? Mm-hmm. Vice versa. How a girl gonna stand out to a dude? Because this dude is 10 females and a dude DM. I'm not worried about them. I'm gonna worry about me. If I want who I want, I'm gonna go after that.
Period.
So are you, so you gonna be open about that from the rip? Like, yo, listen, I don't got time to be wasting this, that, and the
I don't have no time to be wasting. What you wanna do? You looking to have a fuck buddy, or you looking for a relationship? What's up? Because I'm gonna tell you, you got a girlfriend? Oh no, I can't deal with that. Like, the problem is in the beginning stages when people be coming at, people wanna be hide who they really are and not give the other person a chance to say, you know what, listen, I'm gonna deal with that or I'm not.
Thank you, preach, sis. You got to give people the choice. Like, you can't give them, they can't be ignorant to what's really going on and what your intentions are.
Everybody has a wall up when they first
talk. It's not a wall to say what you really into, what you looking for. What are your intentions?
Being honest.
Yeah, like, a wall is not an excuse to not be honest.
It's not, but at the same time, you can't come on. What if you're coming off too strong to that person?
How is it too strong? Because you're saying what you want, you know what you want. Like,
because maybe they not on that type of time.
You, well, give me, that's not the person for me.
Not to throw you under the bus. You give me somebody that's shy like Dom, and maybe she's just not.
No, you're shy, but you appreciate honesty and intention, correct?
Yeah, I don't see honesty and intention, but yeah, I would.
That would be nice. So Dom, if somebody was in your DM and they were direct with their intention, not like in the first paragraph, of course, like you open it and he says, oh, these are my intentions, but you know, being direct and coming at you in a way that you'd be like, oh, okay. Even though you shy, would you still be willing to like give him your number? Or
it's not, well, I would know what I'm signing up for. Like, that's my choice of whether I want to deal with it or whatever he talked about.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this question, since I'm the only male. Is there a time frame that has to happen? Like, where are they being open and honest? Like, is this, we talking first date off the get-go, just I gotta run down the whole plan?
I think for me, it should be the first day, but it shouldn't be like a drill session. Like, I'm giving you a quiz.
What are you looking for?
It's a natural conversation. Like, what are you looking for? What have your experiences been? Like, you know, like, what do you want from me? I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. You'd rather get that out the way first before we 3-4 dates in had sex or whatever, and then we decide we're not looking for the same things.
I don't know. I don't think maybe the first date, because the first meetup, y'all might not even, the energy might not even be there. And you might be like, this not even worth having a conversation.
Well, I mean, obviously you got to read the room. Like, if you're enjoying yourself and the chemistry is there, it should be a conversation. Yep. Like, you can't force it. Like, the vibe got to be there. This is somebody you're interested in pursuing. You need to ask them, what are you looking for? Like, people be running away from the hard, uncomfortable conversations and end up wasting people's time. Just your intentions. That's a simple question.
But the thing is you judging this just straight off? All right, we met and we just went off a straight like looks. Now we on this date and we trying to catch a vibe. So now you telling me to come off with my attention straight off the rip, but does that not depict the flow of how me and you are going to be from here on out?
Well, I feel like for me, before I go on a date with you, we got to talk on the phone or FaceTime or something so I can see if I'm going to want to vibe with you. I don't want to be my first time ever. And my first time hearing your voices on a date. Like, that's going to be weird. So we obviously, with my schedule, we're going to have to do some planning. So
it's not just getting your numbers, texting.
You got to get like
a conversation before the first date.
Because that's going to let you know if you want to go on a date with this person. Because if you are feeling them and like you're intrigued, you're like, all right, I want to see more. Let me see how you are in person.
So then on a date is when you come with the hardcore 21 questions.
That's not a 21.
The hardcore is going to be a natural question, like,
what are you looking for?
Like right now, I'm just looking at like not do anything serious, just casually date, have fun, like, or.
I feel like if two people mutually like each other, the conversation and the hard questions are going to happen organically. It's not going to be forced. Like, the conversation is going to lead to what each person wants to know about the other one in regards to what they want with each other.
I can agree to that. So do all red flags got to come out on the first date?
They're not going to.
They're not. You're going to see some red flags.
Some people search for them, though.
No, you're going to see a red flag. It may not be every red flag that the person has, but you can, even in the time before the date, you're going to notice certain things about that person. And I'm not saying count them out, because granted, they're probably like, all right, let me see if I'm really trying to pursue this situation too. But just be mindful of it. Like, don't go into it like, I'm waiting to catch this red flag.
That's maturity. A lot of people don't got that. Some people's immature. Like, they just really, the moment they look, they looking for something because they judging off of something they had in their past. Like,
yeah, that's a negative
outlook. It is true, too.
I mean, that's real common. Like, they bringing that into that.
Because people aren't ready to date. That's the problem.
And they mind, they feel like they are.
They're not. People don't do the work. They didn't heal from the past.
They didn't heal properly.
That's why they out here looking to fill a void, and they going into it with a negative outlook. Mm.
But see, but that type of thing you'll catch in the texting stage. Like, before that first date, some of that you'll be able to pick up on by some of what the person is saying. Especially if they heavily talk about an ex. Like, what the, I don't care about them. Like, why are we constantly talking about this? I'm trying to get to know you.
That's true.
Yeah, and you can, like, weed out. You might not even get to the first date if they keep talking about when you coming over and when I'm going to see you.
Right.
You're not getting a date with me.
That what you're doing when I'm going to see you.
And no, that's their intention. That's not the person for me.
That's your choice. And it becomes
my choice if I want to come see you outside of a date. And that's not my choice. So, everybody is listening. Don't hit me with the when you gonna come see me, because you're not. So I feel like, dang.
Yeah, back to the question at hand. Yeah, I would say I agree with, like, Brittany, like, being direct about your intentions. I do, like, all them liking pictures this week, and that, like, that's a bit annoying to me. So, like, just getting right to the point, like, hey, I've been noticing you, like, what's up? Like, that, you know.
Yeah. I would have to agree with Brittany, because I just did that and it actually did work for me. So, sorry, Sheem.
So you came at, I take my shot, no problem.
I came at him, but, and he
so
was,
you came,
he,
and then what happened?
I said something like, well, we just gonna keep it at liking the pictures, and he dropped his number. It took some coaching from my friends for me to get to that point, but I did it and it worked, because all this liking pictures and trying to react to stories, I don't have time for that. You clearly went back in the vault and liked the picture from months ago. You like what you see. What's up?
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. That's the second time it worked for me, actually.
See, it's just nothing wrong with going at a dude that you actually want.
What? Yeah, what would be wrong with it?
Y'all know the whole courtship and the man got to leave.
That can still happen, but
it's a modern day approach to that. I still want you to court me, even if I came at you. I'm still a female at the end of the day. And if you're interested, people show their interest in different ways. So if you're showing your interest by checking in on me every day, by buying me lunch, by taking me out on dates, of course I'm going to like that. Like, that's what I like. The next girl might just, I don't know, want to spend time with you and want to run errands with you. And that's how she, you know, I don't think it goes to love languages, but that's how she likes to be pursued.
But some females can't take rejection. So if they see something they really want, they won't even approach it.
Then that's they lost. The next one, she won't be direct with them, and she won't get them. And that girl going to be salty.
I mean,
you going to get rejected. Not everybody wants you.
A woman can come at a man too. If you see something you want, just go ahead and go at it. All that waiting for the man to come at you and playing hard to get, I get it. But it's just like, it's 2022. If you see something you want, go get it.
Like, yeah, I'm sure. Learning to take that approach too.
You can't be passive all the time. We're not kids no more. We're not back in kindergarten out here passing letters and stuff. Like, no, you see something you want, go at it. That's facts. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if that's the mood and that's whatever, that's the new vibe that's going on now, cool, bet. That's how I need to be.
Okay. You saying that now, but you just said all the liking the pictures and stuff.
That's from a man's point of view, trying to be subtle. Like, y'all don't like when y'all be the man. I'm stop saying.
We don't like when the person we don't want is doing this.
When a dude dropping get pics in y'all DMs and all this crazy stuff, talking about how you trying to do it. That is exactly
weird. That's not okay.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And they get blocked.
Okay. Like, that's not how you come at somebody. I don't.
But no, at the end of the day, because I had a scenario, and I was asking a couple of people that I was like, yo, if a dude come to your car while you at the gas, he's pumping gas, have a conversation with you, don't say nothing with you at all, and you interested in him, would you actually give him your number and talk to him? Some people said
if he don't ask for it,
yeah, some people, yeah, like he just generally just wanted to, you know, it was cold out, whatever. You want to come pump your gas, be a gentleman. Mm-mm,
don't even come near my car, it's some carjacking. Come on. I don't feel uncomfortable,
really,
because I don't know.
Let me ask you this, this is a real life
nighttime, too. No,
this is a real life scenario because I've done this before. So, say you outside, you ain't got no wheel, you catching the trolley, you catching the bus, or whatever. It's cold, it's raining, it's cold. Right, mm-hmm. It's late night. You know, the buses run hours, 2 hours late. Mm-hmm. And a guy pull up to you. I know you about to say no, but and a guy pull up like, yo, you need to ride like down the street or wherever you need to go. What would you do?
No.
Say no.
We can't. Like, it's too mean crazy for females. It's too crazy out here.
Off, we in Philly. That's why.
Yeah. What the fuck? Right. Like, you can't.
I wouldn't do that anywhere.
This ain't no fairy tale, my man. You, it's people are crazy.
No, listen, correct. Like, I'm keeping it a buck. I'm keeping it a buck. I did it. It was an old lady, like whatever. She, it was cold, it was raining. I'm not gonna let her. Yeah, I mean, she was live down the street. I just dropped it off. That was it. Coming out.
Well, yeah, life. You're a good person, but people out here is crazy, and I'm not taking a chance. I'll send it in right.
Exactly.
I mean, the time of day is now. You can't do that, but
like, yeah, no.
But if you see something you want, you definitely need to go get all that shot stuff and cut it.
So are you changing your answer?
No, I'm not changing. No, I'm still going to come on the summer approach.
Yeah. Oh, next question, because he eats. Okay, so it's Brittany one. Can we keep score? So it's Brittany one, Rasheem zero. So the next question, and I think this is, we're going to see, because this is definitely different between men and women. So you're out at the club or a bar, and your friend says they got to use the bathroom. Are you going to tag along or are you going to stay big? Rasheem.
Tagging along. Oh, all right.
No bear.
Oh, Brittany, what you say? You going?
I'm tagging along 100%.
And he said he's not going with no grand man to the bathroom.
To no bathroom, bro. What are we going to the bathroom?
That's
for?
A guy. They don't.
Yeah.
But y'all go to the bathroom to do what? Gossip? To talk about?
No, we just feel you.
Multiple things.
Like,
even if I don't have to go, I'm walking. You can do something, check your makeup or something.
Okay, like.
Hold the door. Half the time, the doors be broke. Hold the door, sis.
Yeah, like, just for a safety factor. Like,
safety.
The crazy people in the club. What do you mean?
Y'all in there gossiping, talking about
nobody
whatever.
Is
no, that is not the main reason why females go to the bathroom together.
Because you lost already.
I want to hear this.
Yes.
No.
We just told you.
Women is different.
So y'all really think it's because, like, as a safety?
Just to go anywhere. Like, if you're going outside real quick, somebody's going to go with you. Yeah. Go somewhere by yourself. We travel in packs.
That's how we were.
I'm going to give you an example. I had a situation. Somebody... We let them go off, and then we're like, oh, okay. 20 minutes go by. I'm like, hold up, where she at? Somebody end up Mickey and her. No, that's why. No, you go with your homegirl. It don't have to be all y'all, but one other person gotta go with her.
You never leave your girls. You never. Y'all come together. Y'all leave together. Period. Like, it don't make sense. If you say you want to meet your boyfriend on the curb, one of us is walking with you, and the rest of
to the curb.
Like, no, and that is a female thing.
That definitely is a straight up. That's a female thing. I mean, you really can't get a man. Like, I'm not walking another guy to a bathroom, man. That's
but you never know.
You get in a fight at the bathroom, and then
yeah,
you
now, that's okay. Now listen, but what led up to that? You know what I'm saying? What was there?
If you they bump somebody, or even you know, it's men out. It's serial killers that attack heterosexual men. So, like, so the serial killer could be in the bathroom
and bust your head open. Nobody knows.
That did happen to one of my friends. He fell in the bathroom.
He was drunk and fell, and nobody was there to help him.
But if he was that trash, I mean, yeah, God, he like, all right, I'm gonna
he
walk
wasn't
into the
that trash, but
he just fell. Like
the situation happened, he fell.
Oh, that's a little bit more to the story because you knew
the floor was wet. He fell.
He just
you take your shot because you
on piss. I'm confused.
Yeah, that can happen. Y'all be fucking pissing everywhere but the toilet, so that sounds reasonable.
Oh, that's
anyway.
Brittany
too.
Yes, Brittany, you holding
cool.
It down.
I mean, listen, it is.
Okay.
I stand on that.
All right, here's the next question. You spent the night at your sneaky link place, and you gotta take a shit. What you doing, Brittany? What you doing?
I'm going to my home. Never am I taking no shit. No, I'm going home.
Rasheem, what you doing?
So let me ask you this. Can I agree with her or I just got to get my bro? Like,
get whatever you
eat. Yeah, what's your answer?
I mean, technically, her answer is right. I mean, I ain't gonna go home, but it's drawling. But I got scenarios where that happens, so it is what it is. You hit the little water, the little faucet on, hit the real quick so you can kill the noise real quick, so ain't nothing too crazy. And then, you know what I'm saying?
It depends on how the house is set up too. Like if it's like a house in the bathroom at the end of the hall, or it's upstairs, can get away with it.
Listen to me.
Like, hey, listen to
me. Rule number one: if you just this the first night, first of all, if you just use the bathroom. Sex is definitely not the same if you gotta use the bathroom, man. We about to, you know what I mean, or you gotta dip up. That kind of killed the mood. Cause now I gotta think about, did you wipe good? Is there like, you know what I mean? Like it's just a bunch of things running through my mind right now.
But if you have to take the shit, what are you doing?
I gotta use the bathroom. I'm gonna probably go, but if I could leave out the situation without making it awkward, I'm gonna leave. But I'm probably not going to want to leave, so I'm going to hit the water on the sink.
So you're going to take the shit.
And I'm going to probably just, I'm going to have to clean up a little bit, some soap and water, hit the spot, hit the hot spot.
Oh,
you
know my God.
So,
You got to keep it going.
No. I
got to
go home.
Bye.
I'm
not going to go home anymore. I have held it sometimes. I've held it.
Your stomach was...
I gotta.
This will still be a comfortability a little bit.
I have anxiety.
You have anxiety.
I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm gonna pack up at that very moment. I'm gonna try to hold out.
What if you can't make it home?
That's not gonna be my sneaking link no more.
You gotta live a certain distance from me. I gotta be able to make it, or I gotta leave.
I can't, because Brittany, is your answer is you leaving right at that very moment, or?
I mean, I'm going to get myself together. It's always, assess the situation. You know your body. You know how long you can wait out, or if it's one of them, all right, I got to get up out of here. I'll holler at you later.
Okay.
So it depends on, the severity.
Wait. So you're going to bust the whole sneaky link move that we just established up for the night because you got to go take a shit?
Yep. I don't care. That's just me. That's how I am.
This took like planning. This took this took like a moment to plan.
So part of the planning would be consist of me making sure I don't eat anything that would make me have to use the bathroom in that way.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's true.
I'm gonna make sure that I'm prepared, like before I even come, meet up. Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I agree. Like, if I really can't hold it, then I've never been in that situation. But I've been somewhere where I was about to die, like throwing up even, and I stayed as long as I could until I couldn't no more. So I'm kind of torn. I'm not about to shit at your house. Like, that's not my first option. That's drooling. Like,
do y'all ever get to the point where y'all can have that comfortability with y'all sneaky link? Then that's the question.
No, that's a boyfriend thing.
Definitely a boyfriend thing.
I will never get to that point with my sneaky
link. Y'all never can get to that point where you got to use the bathroom?
No.
Maybe some people can.
But you will.
For ourselves. No, I got to go home.
Bye.
See you
even time. If it's like multiple sessions, we know each other.
No,
I know that I need to go home.
Oh. Is it that bad? Like, does it get that? Like, does it get that bad in the bathroom that you got dip? Like, what is it?
Why am
I? I just don't feel comfortable.
Okay, no, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a comfortable. It's about being comfortable.
Cool.
Maybe he must have left for a minute, and then like it's just the fact, like
if it's like a way where the bathroom is far away from everything and I can finesse it,
like the bathroom usually be right.
Yeah, I will probably do it on some shit, especially if I'm taking showers at your house. Then that's how I can finesse it. Like, I'm gonna turn that shower on and do what I gotta do. That's how I'm torn. So I'm not gonna make. I think I both gotta take a shot because Dom is with Brittany, and I kind of understand.
So Dom, let me ask you this question: you never got? Well, you probably do. You get real bad? Like, do you drink a lot? Like when you go out and have fun? Like on the nights, do you let loose? Like,
Dom died on Saturday.
Like, have you ever used the bathroom like outside? Hey.
I peed outside.
Yeah. In front of a Mel? Was a Mel around?
Why would she do that?
Because some Jones get drunk and they just can't hold it no more and they got to use the bathroom.
She's not going to do it in front of somebody. Yeah.
No, I've seen some, like, they get so drunk, they just pull over and use the bathroom and they just go.
No,
that's why I gotta make sure I'm in a specific spot.
So, Rashim, your final answer is you taking this shit or you going home?
Man, listen, if I can't, I'm going home, but if I can't hold it, I gotta go. It is what it is. That hot water getting ran, the sink getting cut on, and if you got air freshener, I'm definitely getting sprayed.
All right, so I'm in the toilet first. Yeah, bring that the pre-poop spray too. You can get away with that.
You could do perfume too, I heard. Yeah. Or whatever.
Brittany, I'm gonna have to make you feel a thicker shot because I'm torn.
I was already drinking when you said it the first time.
Okay. All right. So the next situation. You're out eating or getting drinks with your friend, and then the bill comes, but their card declined. And the bill is majority of their stuff. What you doing?
Who answered first?
I mean, I could take it, but I got it anyway. So the bill, so they card declined. First of all, why are you coming out your card declining? I feel like this. You should know how much you got in your account, and you should know what you should keep. Because you shouldn't keep a tally of what you eat. But still, though, you should know what you're about to get into when you swiping that card. You should know when you say, let's split the bill, boom. You should know what you should know what this bill look like. Like, you should know the breakdown. Mm-hmm. People pulling out calculators on their phone, is you should have an idea what you got in your account. So I can't respect it if you coming out, you got 20 in your account and you know you over here eating steak and lobster. Like, you can't, I can't vibe with that. Like, as a person coming out and they like, yeah, I got the bread and water and that's it. So can you just separate my bill from there? Like, I can't respect anybody that's like that. I just can't. Yeah. And I've been in a lot of situations where people are like that and they literally will just sit here and calculate the bill while they're eating. But if you know you came out with that set amount of money, it's like, why? You know, you should just stay in the crib. This ain't for you. Because when we all out to eat, we got to split. We splitting this bill. But like, all that extra stuff is not necessary.
Yeah, like, you know, yeah, what you can. Speaking. Brittany, so do you agree?
Definitely agree. 100%. Because especially with the fact that you know how much money you got. If I say, hey, let's go out, and you tell me, listen, my pockets, you know, I don't got it to spend extra, I'm going to say, all right, we can either go another time, or I'm going to tell you right then and there, I got you. Mm-hmm. But don't wait till we get to this restaurant. It dropped that on me or whatever. Yeah, I'm going to cover it, but trust and believe when we get up out of here, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't like the cash appers too. Like, I'm a cash
Like,
if you don't got a card, a debit card, or like a Chime or a Rush card, I don't know, something.
But it'd be the people who be like, I'm a cash app you, and then you got to ask them.
Like, do it right now.
Like,
you got to wait till they get home the next day.
Yeah, no.
I can't deal with it. Like, and then don't cash app me the exact amount because you know it's extra on this bill. Like,
and don't come out with me if you asking to have your check split. Nope. Yeah, your check is not about to be separated from nobody else's. Everybody is splitting this joint even. I don't know what you even talking about.
Period.
And then it's a new day and age because gas is like $4-$5. Like, do you add to tally in the gas? Like, I'm not that petty.
I'm not going to be like, if we me and Dom both going to Applebee's. We both was going there. I'm not be like, Dom, I'm driving, getting gas money. Like, that's drunk.
No, we live close to each other.
I'm not going out of my way.
What if you bypass an Applebee's to go get?
I'm not doing it. So.
People that's it. Like that, you gotta understand, $5 don't do nothing no more. So
I see we all had that. So nobody has to take a shot that round. Okay, for the next situation, can you be friends with your ex? If so, what are the terms and conditions? And I'ma just freestyle. Are either one of y'all currently friends with any of your exes?
No.
Damn, really? None?
Yeah, because they don't know. You can't be, for me, I can't be, because They always want to try to test it. It'll always be, what's up with you? No, I left you alone. Like, no, we passed that. I'm looking at you as a friend. You still looking at me like you still got an opportunity. So no, you got to stay where you at.
They're looking for the benefits, basically.
Yeah, no, not going to happen.
All right. Okay. So that was clear cut through. Me personally, everybody, I try not to end on the bad terms. I try the friendship thing, but it just, it escalates into something else.
Mm-hmm.
It never can stay where it's supposed to be at. Mm-hmm. Like somebody either, all it takes is a drunk night out or whatever the case. And they feel like they obligated to get dick. Like, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it don't be that. So, nah, I mean, that's a real bad topic, because even if you got some people who, like, as a man, I feel like a man can't break up with a female. That's just me. And a man can't break up with a female.
What do you mean?
Like, sometimes you'll talk to a female and you'll say, like, I don't want to talk to you no more. And they mind is still like, they want to keep going. So it's not valid. Like, a toxic female. It's sex. And it's not valid. Like, all right, just go sit in the corner, come back and holler at me. I'm going to give you some time to get this out, but we not done. And you know what I'm saying? And I get, sometimes it'd be the same way for y'all.
No, are you saying like a serious breakup? Somebody seriously breaking up with you.
If a man say he done, it is what it is. It don't matter.
But
what
men don't really be done sometimes.
If a man say he done, it is what it is. You got to respect it the same way y'all would say it to another man.
We don't be done sometimes either. We just want the reaction.
And that's the point that I'm getting at. It's where the toxicity coming at. Yeah, because now we talking about, like, it escalates now because it's like, all right, I'm leaving you alone and I'm trying to go about my business. Now you still showing up to cookouts. You still showing up to
that's drunk.
To, like, if we got friends, mutual friends and shit, you still coming out to friends, like, gatherings and shit. And now it's like,
but what if the friend invited them?
If that's cool, the friend invited you. You shouldn't be looking at me and what I'm doing that night that we're out. That's weird now, because it's like, we're not together. I broke it off.
So of course you're going to be checking.
Yes, you should tell your friend, like, bro, chill. Like, she wants some
mystery. No, because you can't. See, I hate that.
You can tell your friend, bro, I'm trying to put some boundaries in place. Can you not invite her? Like,
true.
See, I've been places because we've had mutual friends or whatever the case may be. But I might say, hey, what's up? Keep it pushing. But stay where you at and I'm going to be where I'm at.
But that's the thing.
So y'all feel like, no, Brittany, do you feel like you can tell your mutual friend, like, honestly, he not trying to get the picture and I'm trying to respect my boundaries. Can you not invite them?
See, here's the thing. My friends, I love my tribe because I don't even got to tell them that.
Because so, it goes without saying.
It goes without saying. So, you know, it's the ones that you got to worry about. You know, them so-called friends that would put you in a position to be uncomfortable like that, mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be. So I wouldn't even want to, I probably wouldn't end up going to that event or cookout or whatever anyway, because my real friends and whatever, no, they wouldn't put me in that situation just like I wouldn't put them in it.
Mm. So let's take it a step further. What about the family ex that nobody can let go?
Family, you got to let them go.
There's never that
issue, though. You have to break up with them, too, or have, like, boundaries.
Well, if it's kids involved, that's different.
Like, I really want to know y'all input on the family ex that can't be let go.
Why can't they be let go?
The family members keep them around. That's a family, relevant thing.
I'm going to cut you off if you're not respecting my boundaries.
So you're going to cut the family member off?
You're not respecting my boundaries. We're not together no more. What do you want to do when I get in a new relationship? You still be bringing this person around? Making my person uncomfortable? If there's not kids, if you and the ex don't share kids, there's no reason for them to be around your family.
So if you do share kids, then what?
That's their family. That's their family.
But you're coming to the cookout with a whole new, you know what I mean, on your arm, and now it's like it's tension because
Is it tension? We broke up.
I wouldn't bring, like, that's just all uncomfortable altogether. I'm not about to take my boyfriend to an ex's family member's house. Like, that's crazy. That's because, like, absolutely not. Now, if we marry and we have a child, like, and me and the ex got a child and it's an event or whatever, and now you around my ex's family because of that, that's different. But not, I would never
not for a social thing. Yeah. It has to be the kids' event for that to ever happen. Like, I'm not going to social. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a kid's birthday party. That's the only time y'all should all be around each other. Like, yeah. So the consensus is we cannot be friends with our ex.
No.
Rasheem.
I mean, no, I try. It don't work. It just never work out. Like, okay. It's because you never, to their limit of what they want and what they exceed at that time, it's never going to amount to what they want. That's when the negative value and everything come into play and it get real toxic. So, no, I agree. Okay. Definitely can't do it.
So, Wanda's taking a shot this round. We're smart people. So, for the next scenario. So you're out with your friends, maybe y'all at brunch, out for drinks at the club, whatever, and your sneaky link sends you that text. And y'all know what text I'm talking about. What are you going to do? Are you leaving or are you going to keep them waiting? And y'all know y'all sneaky link, so you know they only got a short tolerance because, you know, they might not answer after a while, or like, you know best. So what y'all doing?
It all depends on the level of the sneaky link. Like, if we in the beginning, you won't wait till I'm done with my, you know, with my folks. But like, if we in this or something and we hadn't seen each other in a couple of days and you hit me up, I'll holler at y'all later.
Okay.
I'm not about to chalk what I'm doing just to go get some ass. Like, it ain't even that. I mean,
it's more than just ass too, because it's you spending time as well.
It is. It could be, but at the same time, I gotta drop everything I'm doing just to come slide, just to, you know what I mean? So we can, like, I feel like it should be a time, and, I mean, not even time and place, but, like, I feel like it should be, if I'm out doing something, I feel like you should have some type of, like, yo, listen, I'm out right now, I'm this, that, and the third, whatever, I'll be there when I'm done, whatever the case may be.
But what if you're done?
I don't say, like, drop everything. I meant, like, all right, say, for instance, we out at, like, El Camino, and then some people want to go smoke hookah afterwards. No, I'm gonna finish what we at El Camino, whatever we done that. If I get hit up, all right, I'm not gonna go do the hookah, I'm gonna go slide out.
Yeah,
like, it's not me just, oh, in the middle of me eating my food, let me pack up and roll. No,
there's some people like that. Oh, that's, yeah, no. Yeah, that's
like a bit much. You get the text, you dropping everything you're doing, and you,
yeah,
slide.
No.
No, if I'm out and I'm in a mix, should I invite you out? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might as well come slide. Uh-huh. It is what it is. Like, it ain't no, I'm about to drop everything I'm doing just to come because you over here, you ready to, you hot and bothered. Like, no, I'm out right now. Like, you want to come out? You can slide out. We can do this afterwards or something, but I'm not about to drop everything I'm doing just because you know, you in your mood and you ready, you ain't, you know what I mean? You ain't got no kids or you free at the moment. Like, no, it's...
Mm-hmm.
We adults, like we said, I'm not about to, maybe young boys and I ain't, yeah, but no, I'm not about to drop everything I'm doing just because you ready to get it in, like, no.
So let me ask you,
I'm actually going to decide this round.
Let me ask you, are you going to cut the night short? Because what, like I said, what if you plan on being out to 4 a.m.? So are you still going to be out to?
You talking about the after hours?
No, like, if you already plan to be out to 4 a.m., are you going to, or maybe I could chalk the last move and go?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's OD. Like, I'll chalk. Like, if it's something extra in this day, like she said, doing hookah and all this random, and especially if I'm really not into it, and I'm like...
No, what if you are into it? You had this plan. Are you going to keep with your plan, or are you...
No, I'm going to come to an agreement in my mind. Like, I'm going to be like, you know what? This ain't really that deep. I did this A, B, C, and D. I'm going to holler at y'all, yo. Like, I'm about to
okay. Dip.
Yeah. And then I got something lined up. I'm gonna keep it up. I gotta go make a move. And whoever mad about it, just mad about it. I holler at y'all. I'm pretty sure everybody can understand because we adults at the end of the day. You already know what's
uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you ain't about to sit here and get a little loose and then just go home and then you just by yourself. And nah, if you got a sneaky link, you're gonna definitely slide. So
okay.
Right.
All right, so we're all on the same page. So again. Nobody has to take a shot. Y'all doing good. So for the next scenario, you're out and you see your homegirl or your homie out on a date with someone who's not their boyfriend or girlfriend. What are you going to do? Are you speaking to them? Are you minding your business? How you about to play this?
I'm about to lose this round because this...
Brittany, go here. Let's hear your sense.
How you going to set yourself up to fail and say you going to fail? Don't do that.
I mean, it depends on the dude.
So that's a real sticky situation because it all depends. So it could be a situation where you sit there, you go out your way, you speak to the dude. So in my instance, a dude and this whoever this girl is, and you, oh hey, what's up? And go about your business. Then you tell your homegirl and she get mad at you.
Okay.
Then it's the other flip side. If you don't tell her, like, it's a catch 22. It all depends definitely on your relationship with your friend. That's first and foremost. Like, you know, if it's an acquaintance, I'm minding my business. Like, that's on them. But if you want, you know, somebody I'm talking to every single day, we're like blood, we're like family. Mm-hmm. Oh no, we gonna handle this situation.
So are you gonna check this? You gonna check the boyfriend, or you just gonna say something to your friend?
I'm going to let him know that I seen, like, he's going to be made aware that he got seen by me.
Okay.
So in that moment, if he's smart enough, he already about to try to jump, beat me to the situation. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you get in a couple minutes to handle your business before I gotta go there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So Rasheen, what you doing if you see your homie out?
If my man's is out with another female, or if my man's girl is out and I peep her out with another nigga, that's what you're saying?
Both. Like, what you doing?
I mean, if my man's is out, that's my man's. I mean, he doing what he's doing. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Now,
so the girlfriend out.
Girlfriend out, that's something serious. I mean, that's a bad situation.
Are you gonna say something? Are you snitching?
Why I gotta be labeled as snitching though? I mean, why can't we just say, we know, a friendly, you know, a hint, like something? Because that's a bad joint. This is my man. He taking her serious. This is main joint.
And she out.
The nigga. I got.
You gotta tell him.
I gotta let him know. Like, that's just, it is what it is. That's in general. Like,
but if he's doing it, you minding your business. That's
what
I'm
saying. What you mean?
So Brittany, if your girl doing it, what you doing?
I'm out of my business.
Exactly.
Oh, you're in.
But no,
shit.
See, listen. Now, listen. Let's take this because I don't like disagreeing on it. What if you see one of your sneaky links out and they out with somebody else and you just out? Then what?
They a sneaky link. We ain't supposed to be dealing with each other anyway.
You just gonna let
so, like, you just can't get mad if you see me doing it.
Yeah, you just got, now you gotta act accordingly. Like, yeah. I'm gonna be like, damn, for real.
Right. Like, okay, you just, this just defines our roles in this relationship, in this sneaky link. So
okay, you just told me all get upset.
But what if, like, you form an ex, they over here trying to cop pleas and stuff though?
I'm not
catching on them again.
Oh, what's up? Good to see you.
Wow, okay. You about to like just
what you supposed to do?
Because you wasn't about to cop no pleas if you ain't get caught. So you only copping pleas because you got caught up. Bye. See you later.
Bye. Like, have fun.
So what if it's a little bit of feelings involved with that sneaky link though?
My still, fine. And I'm gonna keep it pushing. Like,
especially if I seen it directly, like, you now you playing in my face, like, literally. No, gotta go.
Yeah. All right. So we saying if it's our friend, we shutting up, and if it's our friend person, we snitching.
Yep.
Why you like you snitching?
We telling them, we informing them.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Sounds so much better.
All right. So I guess. Okay. So next situation. Some time has passed and your homegirl or your homie's ex situation, not boyfriend or girlfriend, just somebody they used to mess with, fling, sneaky link, whatever you want to call it, starts checking for you. They sending you hard eyes, they try and slide in the DMs, you know, all the extra stuff. What you gonna do? How are you gonna handle this?
I mean, I'm gonna start off because I've been in that situation. First of all, you gotta put your man's or your people's day. You gotta let them know. That's first and foremost. You gotta tell them. Like, I get the whole respect thing, but at the same time, it's like, because it's gonna sound bad if I say you asking for permission.
No, it's not. People do. You need to listen to episode 7, Geico, because that's what y'all do. Because y'all ask for permission.
And we do, but that's a code. That's a part.
So you gonna ask for permission if you feeling it?
I'm gonna tell you, like, I'm like, yo, like that. You know I'm saying, because I've been in that situation where it was a joint. She basically was a strong sister. She was trying to fuck. I'm gonna just keep it a buck.
Okay.
And she was like OD, and she, when he would dip out, she would be like doing a little flirting shit all the time. I'm like, yo, so and so was doing A, B, C, and D. And he's like, yo, she for the team. Go ahead. All right, cool. So it's just like when somebody says, yeah, that's the green light. But that's all it is. That's what it is. But you can't respect, because it was a, like, I had a friend in a group. It's always one friend in a group. Granted, no matter what period of point in your life, but it's always one friend in your group. that always go back and talk to either your leftovers or will try to talk to some, like that'll talk to somebody you're interested in. It's always, no matter if it's high school, it's no matter what, however you talk, you had them as a friend level, it's always somebody who would fish and try to talk to somebody you was either interested in or something that didn't happen right or whatever. I don't know. But that's just, that's,
I don't have those.
You had those?
I don't have those.
Oh, you never had a friend that never tried to like talk to somebody you either used to talk to or somebody.
Absolutely not.
Like nothing at all?
That's not a friend.
No, that's not a friend.
I had some people that tried, listen, dudes will throw you under the bus just for some
pussy. They will. I'll give you that. They will. Okay, so you're asking permission, Rasheem, and you going.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'm gonna tell him like, yo, AB. You know what I mean?
So it's not an automatically no.
Nah,
you just
nah. Gonna... It's just. I'm gonna keep. It ain't even about a no, cause I don't even gotta want to do something.
No, but I'm just saying, it's, you can't just shut it down, and you don't gotta tell him if you turn the bitch down.
No. Cause then if that's the case, then now Shorty can be like, yo, so and so was in my DM.
But you got the proof.
Once again, now it's a battle, a back and forth shit.
How? If you
what
didn't
you mean? Because
if you like, said girl bye, how, what's she gonna show? She gonna make screenshots
like try to save herself? I've seen
how it. What are you gonna do? If the DMs is right there.
You'd be surprised, y'all. You'd be surprised, y'all.
Okay, so Brittany.
There's a lot of apps out here nowadays. I'm gonna just
so you gonna ask for permission either way.
I'm gonna tell them, I'm like, yo, Shorty just got my DM. She did A, B, she tried it bad. And whatever happens from there. But at least you stepped up and told your friend, like, yo, whoever you used to talk to or whoever this came at me. That's it. Now, whether it escalated to something or not, that's something different.
Okay.
That's a whole different ballgame.
Brittany, what are yes. you
doing? I'm not talking to none of nobody, like nobody friends, nobody cousins, family, nothing. I don't look at nobody in that immediate circle like there or anything. So a dude try to come at me that was friends with an ex or with somebody I'm talking to, it's getting shut down. And depending on the guy you talking to, you could go tell him like, yo, your homie tried to come at me. Some dudes stupid and be like, oh, well, what you do for him to come at you? Mm-hmm. Then you can't deal with that. But like, no.
So yeah, so you tell him. And then you're not doing nothing no matter what.
So what about the friend? No. What about the friend that you was supposed to, like, say, what if you was talking to the dude and he was like, none of that, he wasn't nothing special, but the friend that was cute or whatever, tried to bag you or whatever, that actually was doing something with his life and something, you know, getting out of bed, whatever, and you talk to the wrong friend, because you know how y'all say, y'all got to meet the friend lineup.
We do be choosing the wrong friend.
So for me, I just talked to the wrong friend. My loss, boom. I'm not about to sit there and jump around the group. I'm not about to jump around the group. No, I'm cool. I picked the wrong friend. All right, bye. On to the next, whatever. I'm not about to sit there and hop around friends because, this will look better.
Billy is small. Let me start off with that. So you never talked to two males that was friends or knew each other or associates or anything?
Y'all niggas is Joe, so we probably have.
That's a definite. But yes, I did end up talking to a guy who knew somebody else I talked to, and I shut that down because like that's just too messy for me. I don't got time.
We're Joe. Okay.
Y'all, everybody y'all fucking interact with throughout y'all life, y'all be like, that's my bro. I know him. Chill.
I'm not gonna say all y'all, but majority of y'all.
And why y'all? I feel like if it wasn't, first of all, if this guy A is playing in my face, he didn't want nothing from me, he just wanted to fuck, he got what he wanted, I was being a dummy bitch, boom. Then years pass and guy B is actually treating me good and he wants something serious, and I find out guy A and guy B are friends, I'm supposed to chuck guy B?
Listen, that's what I'm saying. So if it's a middle school or grade school and you talk to her,
high school and up. Come on, let's be real.
All right, high school.
That's different, but not like if you talking to a dude and then you realize that you were supposed to pick the friend. Like, you don't do it like that. Like, if it's years from like school or something and now y'all adults, that's kind of different. But it also depends on how your relationship was with the friend from, you know, the initial relationship.
Yeah, and I feel like you know your guy's friends. So, like, it's one thing to try to go through and cherry pick out of the friend group who you want to fuck with. Like, you draw it. But if you didn't know that they was really friends and you didn't know that they knew each other, what the fuck you supposed to do? Especially if you already let them in. What you supposed to do? Take it back? Like,
that's the point that I'm making. You should, if you see something interested in later on down the line, why is that stopping you from establishing a connection?
It's not stopping me if I didn't know. That's on you. You should.
But if I knew, I'm not doing it
if I know. I'm not about to be like, this nigga posting him every day and this is right here. I'm about to fuck with him. No.
Some things is too close, but.
Too close?
It's some situation.
That right hand. It can't be like some in there.
Yeah, your inner circle, like your bro. Come on, that's drawing it.
Especially because at one point the ex used to talk about you to you. Like, no, not
yeah. So what if the dude you was talking to was just trying to bomb and that's it? He got what he wanted. He tagged, they kept it pushing. But the right hand or the man in the circle is like, yo, like he
said. No, that to me feel like you being paced around. Yeah, no. No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Sorry. Yeah. So I guess I don't know who I don't think nobody lost. Rasheem had he took it a step further saying permission. So you gonna have to take a shot, Rasheem. You gonna have to take a shot because you asked for permission. So for the next situation, let's say you're single and you're having a get together. Who's on the guest list? And think about if you're dating multiple people, are they all invited? Like, how are you playing this? And this is, I did this stupid shit in college. So I want to hear y'all think on this.
All right, I'll go first.
But thank you.
I just came back.
Listen, I'm not doing it. I'm only going to invite the one that I take more serious than the other ones, right? Because, First of all, I'm not going shit where I eat. So I'm not going to bring no drama to my crib. And so having multiple people at the same time, that's only going to bring some type of drama. You feel me? Because not everybody can sit there and hide their emotions and stay in their role. So something's bound to happen. So I'm going to pick the one that I'm rocking with the heaviest. That's the one that's going to get invited.
All right, let me ask you this before she answers. What if you told everybody that you're dating multiple people and it's like they know? You still not doing it?
Now, see, if they know and...
They just don't know who the person is, but they know. They
All right, check it. Just like a female, if I'm a female and I'm talking to a guy and he let me know, yeah, you're not the only one, I'm gonna sit there and be like, oh, all right, yeah, I'm cool with it, fine. But when I actually see them in my face in the interaction, I can sit there and say, an hour ago I was cool, but in that moment, and I'm drinking or I'm smoking, crazy. So yeah. I'm gonna just avoid all that. Yeah, I'm gonna say,
I agree.
I'm having a get together, but I'm not inviting you or whatever because such and such might be there. So I'm just whatever. I'm going to keep it real. If I got multiples and, you know, they all, you know about each other and everything like that. But I'm going to just take the easy way and just invite the one that I'm rocking with the most.
That is a great answer, Brittany.
No, I can't.
Rasheem, what's your answer?
So let me keep the first of all, let's drop the narrative. This is a fucking get together, right? So why why you put limitations on who you invite? If say because you can't invite people that's not interested in you. Say if a dude is interested, because dig this. Say a dude is interested in you.
Your friends.
I mean, you can't be your friends. But what if you invite other people? Like, you just say you posted this joint, right? You put it on Instagram, you put it on social media, and you had a bunch of dudes that's trying to bend get at you, right? They'd be wanting to DM. So now this ain't time to get at you.
Getting ready to rumble.
Okay, that's different.
That's even a dating show.
So now everybody's sliding at the event. And you got people coming at you left and right.
No, that's not what I said. I get
it. Right, but he's talking about when you talking about multiple guys.
If you're dealing with multiple people, I'm asking, are you inviting all of them people to your one event?
First, what do you mean dealing with? You mean fucking? Let's keep it a buck.
Fucking like, dealing with whatever you want to call it.
If you're fucking multiple people, that's something different. That's a whole
I'm not talking about, okay, if I have a
party. I'm talking about, if we talking, why can't I invite you to whatever?
You know what I'm talking about. Stop acting dumb.
I'm just say fucking then.
If you're sneaky links, friends with benefits, right, without dating. I said dating. Didn't I say dating multiple people? I said dating multiple people.
But dating don't mean you're fucking.
in today's day and time, it don't. You're fucking.
Stop it. Stop
y'all put
it.
Dating. They
don't have an intimate relationship.
Yes, thank you.
That's y'all. A little bit better.
Okay,
because if
like
we
it,
just
though.
Dating, well, that means you automatically fucking somebody. Keep it a buck.
Intimate relationship. If all you right. had relations with them at some point in the past month or two,
because
niggas you. Like to get like to get technical. If you fucked them in the past 6 months, are you inviting them and the other people that you fucked in the same setting?
I'm inviting them. I don't care.
Drama.
I take my shot. It is
that's some bullshit.
Especially if they talking to other people.
Well, how would you feel if she invite like a girl?
I wouldn't care because I'm not basically because I'm not coming to this event expecting. Sitting here expecting like yo, you know what? After we're done, it's me and you. Like everybody got to go. This is me and you.
It
now.
Don't have to be that, but you want to see no. the person that you like or you're dealing with in somebody
it's
else's
not
face.
A like. We have a mutual understanding. We're just, we're
so
doing
you don't like the people
doing.
That you have sex with?
You not understand what
do you saying. Like the people that you have
you
sex
can
with?
Like them?
Do you like them? Yes or no?
What do we mean like? Like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about like here? What's the level of like?
Do you like them? Are you interested in them? Are you attracted to them? Like,
we can be attracted.
Do you have a connection with them?
We can have a connection, but at the end of the day, wow. is that cut off because you invited me to your event?
So you're okay with seeing the person that you're currently connecting with her other niggas in front of your face? You're okay
that
with
that? At the end of the day, that don't
giving him a lap dance and all in his face.
If that once again, if that's what the situation is, I can't sit here because once again, if that's the case,
you can't or you won't because you can be upset.
If that's getting me upset to that point, why are we not together then?
I can't. That's
a whole nother story.
Oh my God. Now we put. Come on.
Yeah, that's
disrespectful.
Take two shots. No. Take two shots because you're talking real goofy right now.
Why would you invite? I'm just trying
why to am sneaky. Look at that point. Why am I just your sneaky link?
It might be the guy.
Yeah, it might be the guy. You might be
like,
the problem.
You might be the problem situation.
Wow.
Okay. So you really think that's okay, Rasheen? Like you really don't
I'm
see nothing wrong with
it? I'm honestly keeping it a buck. If me and you got whatever we got established, and you invited me to an event, but you got somebody you mainly
no, you're the main person. You are the
I'm
main.
I'm the main nigga.
Yes.
Why you inviting me if you to break other niggas? Then that's weird.
That's what we're fucking saying.
That's just weird. No, that's just weird. That's weird. You shouldn't bring me.
It's weird. Period.
If I'm your main, no. You shouldn't invite me. But if I'm just one of the fodder, the people in the on the bench that's playing
no,
around.
No, the man is the one that's getting all the benefits.
If I'm the bench player, no, I don't, you know. But
how do you know you're the bench player? Do you know that?
Once again, y'all just, in the beginning of the segment, y'all sat here and said that y'all letting y'all intentions be known.
But are people telling you that? Are you currently somebody's bench player right now? Is it confirmed?
I mean, I'm going to say yeah. I'm cool with being I could be a bench player. There's no problem with me. Especially if I know that something won't add up or whatever the case may be, or there's something that we can't agree on. You know for a fact you're not going to settle with nobody, especially at this day and age. You're grown. You're both adults. Like if a man wants something you don't want, y'all don't agree on something, is you going to change your mind just to be with that one person?
It depends on what it is.
So you settling.
Everybody
not necessarily. Sometimes you gotta be open minded. So say you got this one idea.
Compromising and settling. I'm asking you, are you going to
settle? It shouldn't feel, if it don't feel like a sacrifice and you feel like you're willing to do that, then there's no problem.
No, I'm stay out of this. Let me ask you this question. This is specifically to you. Listen to me. You got one kid.
Yes.
You got Jaden, right?
Yes.
If a nigga come to you and say, I want another baby, what you gonna do?
I want more kids.
You want more kids? Yes. So what if he don't want no kids then?
That's not the man for me. I'm sorry.
There you go.
That's different. That's a non-negotiable. Like Dom said, if it's a non-negotiable, no. Now, if a nigga talking about he wants 6 kids, nigga, no. I give you 2 more kids. That's it. Like,
but you have to agree to the terms. This is called, we talking about the
we have to both agree to it. It's not going to be to your benefit. And I feel like I'm sacrificing. That's a sacrifice if I feel like you don't want no more kids. Everything you check off every other box. But no, now you don't want to hear what I'm saying.
I know you on the sideline. Two. Mm-hmm. So if a dude came to you was like, I want 4 kids, what would you do?
That sounds nice, but that's not happening with me.
So would you cut him off straight off at the knees? Even
you
if he was interested in it?
That's something that can be compromised on.
So you're going to test the waters first and see how it is, then you're going to move on from there?
He's going to learn after the first kid. He only wants to. He's going to learn. He don't want no fucking four kids. He's going to learn.
That man wants, that's what he's going to
learn.
He's
pushing it out. He has okay, her, like,
he must be paying but for that's what literally so. What he wants, and that's your man.
He can't call the shots when it comes to her pushing on the baby.
Yeah, like, it sounds good.
So if that was a determining factor in your relationship, would you cut him off at that point? And you really love this man. He's doing everything.
Well, I'm not having more than two, so okay. He would have to.
Yeah, what is his compromise? Can they compromise?
But see, for me, y'all, I feel like when you really vibing with somebody, those are the hard conversations that you have in the beginning, right? About kids, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Because for me, I don't want to have those conversations too early, but early enough, because I don't want to be invested and then we're not on the same page, because now we're wasting each other's time. Because it could possibly be a situation that the other person isn't willing to compromise on. So y'all got to talk about that fairly in the beginning, because y'all got to make sure y'all on the same page. Because if not, y'all wasting each other's time.
Yeah. Mm.
So what if you still, despite the, once again, because that's a red flag now.
How does a red flag?
How is it? Because they went above your limit.
That's their prerogative. It's not a red flag. Yeah, I think you're getting red flags confused with our preferences.
If you have, once again, a limit, say you got your limit on what you're willing to deal with in a relationship, situationship, whatever, and that person is meeting above and beyond, and you don't want to go above and beyond, are y'all still willing to deal with that person?
Okay, so here's the thing. I have two children. After my daughter, I was done. Right? Mm-hmm. It depends on the person you end up essentially being with, and that's the only person, not some, oh, we want to do this and see how, no, the person you're going to be with, if they say and come to you and say, listen, I want to have a child, you got to be an adult and really think about that and have those hard conversations and come together. That is, you know, that's, you know, what you got to do.
So you saying you willing to sacrifice what you...
It's not a set. If she feels like she loves her man and she feels like she wants to build a family and give him a biological child with her, then that's what she wants to do. That's not a sacrifice. And at the point that she starts feeling like, I really don't want to do this, but I'm doing it for him, and it's not a Brittany decision, then that's a sacrifice. It's not a
Brittany decision. Like, I had time. I sat there and said, I'm not dealing with a guy who got a baby. That's it. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I've been in situations where I dealt with guys who had baby moms, and it wasn't a baby. It was a child or, somebody of age where it's not really where y'all should really be connecting or talking or whatever like that. Mm-hmm. And stuff still happened. And that was the rule I gave myself. I'm not dating, talking to nobody that have, and that's not reality. If you find somebody and they have a child and you vibe with them and you end up liking them, loving them, whatever, that's it. Now you dealing with somebody that got a child.
You become more open-minded when you love that person, like, and that's okay.
So that's okay when you broke your original standard.
If you decided to break it yourself,
I'm just asking.
If you're doing it for you, then it's okay. If you're doing it for them, then that's when it's not okay. Mm.
So then, what happened when things don't work out, and now you sit?
You don't go into it with that mindset. You're not thinking about, oh, if this doesn't work out, I'm gonna be mad because I lower my standards. You're doing it because if you genuinely want to do it, you're not thinking about if things go wrong.
Because at the end of the day, if you do something because you're settling or for that other person, you either consciously or subconsciously going to resent that person because you're doing something that you not full-fledged going into wanting to do. So the relationship at that point is done because the other person got some type of resentment, and that shit grows.
Yeah, so don't make no decisions for this other person. Make it for you.
Once again, you don't know that going into the situation, though.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff is learned, but people out here, that's the problem with dating. People out here just willing and ready to waste somebody else's time, but don't want their time wasted.
Mm-hmm.
These are real conversations that have to be had. Stop playing all your life. If you just want somebody, you want to date, go with that. Go into that saying that I want to date. If you going in there and you say, all right, I'm dating, but I want to see where this goes. That's the person that you have these conversations with, where you're not wasting each other's time. Mm-hmm. Okay, a couple months go by. What's your outlook on kids? Like, either we don't have some, you have some, I have one. What we doing? We blending, we having, whatever.
Yeah, it definitely, like you said, it comes. You don't want to have it too early, but you don't want to wait until you fully invested in it, because then you
look you a year in. Oh, what's you know, we love each other. We living together. Oh, you want kids? No. Now y'all both stupid as shit and looking dumb as hell.
No. Yeah. So I don't know how we got to this point from the guest list. But Rasheen definitely had to take like two or three shots because he was talking goofy.
Man.
So next question is he already lost, but
yeah, because inviting all your sneaky links to an event, that's messy.
What you mean?
Rasheen's very messy.
I'm not messy.
I see. It's, he likes to be
here to enjoy ourselves and have a good time. Why can I invite you?
Or maybe you just so
half the people. No, what if the friends just want to bomb? What if they want to take time? I can't.
Need some platonic friends.
He don't know what that is.
You need to just invite all men.
Oh. Okay. And girls, he's not dealing with. Like, all right, it's cool if it's several females there like you. I mean, what you want to really do about that at the end of the day? But like, if you dealing with these women, you texting them, sexting them, having sex with them, y'all going out, that's different. You can't be having all of them at the same place at the same time.
That's too much.
You just said it wasn't.
You just said it wasn't.
If you could listen to me, if you consistently
take your shot.
No. Okay. I'm gonna take my shot, but I'm saying if you consistently texting or sexting or whatever, and you invite all of them to the same, that's drawing.
So that's what we're talking about. So we're not talking about if it's multiple randoms that females or males that like you on the gram. Who cares about them? They fans. We talking about people that you actually connecting with on some level. Like y'all talking on
that means you want some dating type shit, like with both of them, right or wrong.
Nice. Yeah, but you gonna invite both of them to the party, or you gonna? Yes.
No, that's OD. No, that's drunk. I get that, but I'm saying,
take your shots.
I'm gonna take my shots
because you want some bullshit right now. Anyway, next question, Brittany, your period just came on, but you had plans with your situation. What you doing?
I'm gonna let him know.
And he's like, "All right, periods don't stop. Nothing but a census, dude. Come over." What you doing?
So that all depends. Like, I'm not about to have sex and my menstrual is full blown. That just is uncomfortable for me as a woman. Like, I'm just not with it. But if it's going off or whatever and my significant other is with it, cool. But I'm not going to do it with like a sneaky link. This person is somebody that I actually gotta be with. Like, I'm not about to just do that with somebody I'm just fucking, because, you know, no, that's just too much.
Okay, so Sheen.
So you're not running no red light.
Listen, this is just answer. Sheen,
are you?
Her period just came on. How you responded?
First of all, I never get the text that it just came on. I'm gonna be honest. It's just a man never gets from a female that her period just came on. And she still won't fuck. That's just. It's never known. It's just like either they come to you like, yo, I'm trying to do something, and you just find out in the midst of
what?
The situation.
What?
Nah.
So you text the nigga and he was like, yo,
my period just came on. What the fuck?
Or I'm gonna let you know when it's about to, because women know when they either got a tracker or they don't know.
Brittany, I'll agree with that one. That text, yes. Like, yo, all right, you know what I mean? That part I'll get. But when it first came on, y'all just won't text a dude. Y'all won't.
Yes,
y'all,
we had plans. I said, if you had plans, my period just came on. I mean,
yeah, because I'm going to be just as salty. I'm salty as shit, too. But like,
you're not linking with a dude, though, if it just came on, right or wrong.
Yeah, and I'm probably, I could come over. We're not going to sex. Yeah. I'm like, you
know. Yeah, we can chill, but we're not doing nothing.
But if it's like day four, I'm running a red light. I ain't gonna
exactly
lie.
Thank you.
Right.
We never said we wasn't running a red light.
I never said that. I said if it's almost like toward the end.
Dom.
I agree with Dom. What you saying, Dom?
My man.
Why gotta be a man? I'm asking you a sneaky link. You not running that light.
He not my man, so no.
So you never had no instances where you had to lay the towel down?
That's not my man.
No. Take your shot, Rashid.
That's not my man, no.
Take your shot. You go.
Listen, at the end of the day, if y'all spotting or whatever y'all want to call it, whatever, a man gonna run that light. It's just
niggas is running the light for sure, but it's about our comfortability with that man.
Yeah, I mean, and some women they put it regard any time, whether it's
some women is day one and they busting it open.
No, see, that's OD. See, like if you running a faucet and you calling me over and you like
that's too much for me if I'm pulling out
and I'm looking like it's fucking
no,
that's not, it's not giving, it's just definitely not, and that's definitely going, you know, it's going to hold a conversation for the next term, so I'll take my shot.
Okay, take it. Okay,
ain't no Bloody Marys over here, I'm good. So,
last and final question. Word on the street is that your partner was a hoe. Wow. A real bad hoe. And it's from a reputable source. It's not just some he said, she said. You could trust this source. It's from multiple sources that you could trust. How you moving?
All right. My question is any of this information during the time I'm talking to him? Because if not, I don't care.
Thanks.
Everybody got a pass. And if you stay hung up on that, like, you gonna end up losing in the long run, because you're gonna be the one stressing yourself out, wondering what the other person doing, who, like, no, like, and then especially like if you really in this situation and vibing and y'all heavy, you already know that shit anyway, because you know some relationships people can talk about like, yo, I used to do this, do that, whatever. So when somebody comes to you with, oh yeah girl, I had heard, yeah, I did too, and going about your business, as long as it ain't got nothing and it's not crossing the time period that me and you got serious, I don't care.
Okay, what if he had sex with 200 women?
First of all, pause.
Now see this.
No, hold on. If he had sex, he had sex. Y'all saw girlfriends when she was dealing with that sex addict, and they, what if he had sex with 200 women? Then what?
If I know that number, I don't know.
Like you gonna look at them different. You gonna be looking like ew, like
yeah, like I'm gonna. I don't know. That's
200. That's a lot of fucking.
I don't understand why it's the thing where people really have a thing where they really need to know numbers. Because first of all, somebody lying, and then two, like if you really like that person, it's like you gonna let the number really fuck that up. I mean, obviously 200, that's too high for me, like I can't do it, but I'd rather not know your number. Let's go get tested, because yeah, that's what matters, is some test results.
Don't ask me no questions about body count, because I got one body, so one you can prove. So
so do a man, let me ask y'all this question, do a man body count matter to y'all? Like, do y'all ask for body counts nowadays? No.
My ex for body count. I don't want to know because I'm gonna get mad.
I don't want to know. And like, I already know that at one point you was a hoe, so my mind already got a number in my head, right? I don't need you to come to me with no number. Just yeah, let me.
Number
think
don't matter.
Yeah.
Number.
Well, I need to know.
So
the number
do
matter.
That's the number that
matters.
That's the number. The number right. That thank you, Don.
Okay. Right, yeah, that's the only number that matters.
That's a lie too, but.
But Rasheem, you didn't answer. If your person was a hoe, are you gonna hold it against them?
No, because like I said, when I was in, like I talked to somebody who had a black book, like in college. Like she literally had pages, like times, place, stamps, like everything.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Listen to me. Listen to me. And I read it. She let me read it. Like the whole
thing. Y'all was comfortable with
it
each other.
It was comfortable. It was comfortability. Okay. Yeah. And I read it and it didn't like it really didn't faze me. Like it dawned in the back of my mind, but it didn't faze me. Like that's your body count. Like at the end of the day, what can I do about what you did with your past? You know what I'm saying? We talking about today, right now. Can you really relay on what? Let me ask you something.
All right, so what if she had 200 bodies?
That's OD.
That's 200 dicks inside of her.
No, that's a lot. That's
in her mouth and everything.
Wow, that's a red flag. But at the end of the day, let me ask you this question. If you talk to a nigga who was on a donut, what would you do? Would you talk to a nigga that was a virgin? Like it was a virgin?
Yeah, I would definitely talk
you
to a nigga.
You would really talk to a dude that didn't know how to lay pipe?
I need a virgin. Give me a virgin, nigga.
No, I don't want no virgin, no.
Listen to me, stop. The moment a nigga don't know how to lay pipe, y'all really gonna talk to him?
No, I said no. I don't want no virgin.
Oh, no. Y'all had sex.
No, if he was a virgin, you can't hold that against him. He don't know how to have sex. You it teach him.
Matter. Yeah, and it's not going to work for me because he don't know what the, he can't help me.
Thank you, Brittany. I can keep up with you. Thank you.
I'm going to teach him. I'm going to teach him.
Stop.
Just like I've had sex with people who wasn't virgins and they don't know how to lay pipe.
No pipe.
Just because. No, Fatima, there's teaching. Like the team, they're teaching, and there's team.
No, what you mean he not? You ain't say, oh, you say he's a virgin.
He's a virgin.
He never did it before, and he didn't say I'm not doing it.
He's not eating box.
He said that.
He's not looking at. He's not doing nothing.
No, he never did nothing.
He never did nothing.
There's a difference between never doing it and saying I'm not doing it.
We're talking about a nigga that I'm not doing nothing till marriage. What are you doing?
Oh no, that's
he's it. Not the man for me.
You didn't say all that. You said a virgin. You didn't say till marriage.
That's virgin.
But this niggas out here that's
like
not
I respect them. How to make pipe, respect them 100%. But just not for me.
But just because you had sex before don't mean you know how to have sex.
Right.
A bunch of niggas out here that just I don't know how they got kids, how they had people crazy over them. But hey, to each his own. But I will talk to a virgin if he's not waiting to marriage. Why not? It's just like teaching somebody how to have sex with you for the first time, like.
That's a
but at least they kind of know what they're doing, and exactly. You could just it you might be one teach or two him. Things you gotta
he's gonna be more teachable. He's gonna mm-mm. be more open. You tell a nigga right now, if Rasheem, if a girl telling you, man, you don't really know how they pipe, can I show you a few things? Your ego is gonna be bruised. A virgin, he'll be like, okay, yeah, please show me.
In today's time,
I'm asking you. I don't care
first
about
of all,
today's
I don't
time.
Never. I don't
you never had no complaints. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Every nigga say that.
But I'm going to keep it a buck. Listen.
Go ahead.
If you talk to a nigga and he be like, and y'all fuck, and that shit ass, are y'all talking to him again? Are y'all going to continue?
Yes, I did do it.
You give him a second chance?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Dom, you give him a second chance?
The first time, it's like...
The first time you're trying to get a feeling. Okay.
Yeah, like, I don't think you can go up.
But if it's below par on the first time and he busts hella early or some weak shit like that...
That's a compliment to me, honestly.
Get the fuck out.
Now, how soon fits? Because there's a compliment. It's just that you can't perform.
I mean, if you put it in and you bust, come on, man, that's draw. But if I don't want to get pounded for a long time, so I'm not even going to complain, honestly. I'm sorry. I feel like y'all be acting like sex supposed to be 30 minutes of penetration. Let's calm down. I'm okay with like 10
minutes. Ain't nobody say all that, but I don't want to in there and then 2 minutes, that's a wrap. Now, if it's a quickie and we both can enjoy, then cool. If you know what you're doing and it happened like that, and it could
but
be
if it's foreplay involved too, if you're foreplay, if you made me nut before we even had
foreplay adds a half an hour to
this. Even let's say you made me nut before you even put it in, I don't even want you to touch me no more, honestly, but I'll do it. Like, I'm cool.
That's a one and done situation. That's a red flag.
How's that a red flag?
One and done is no. No, you can't do
it. How you gonna say that when half the time half these niggas out here is one and done?
I can't speak for every man. I'm just saying, come on now. You one and done?
No, I'm not. But
so what exactly. The hell? Hey, some of y'all can't even get your nut off without getting your pussy ate. So what how
like, I don't
what?
Have no shame in it at all. That's... You will not shame because niggas don't know what they're doing. Blame your <kid. laughs>
and that's facts, Fatima.
Okay, so everything's just a red flag for you. Okay.
Because it's just like, y'all can't. How y'all
judge? So it's a red flag if a female just gets one good joint off. That's a red flag.
And you ain't get your shit off as a nigga?
That rarely happens.
Let's be honest. It takes from seven. Fatima and Dom. Tell me if I'm wrong. It takes from anywhere from 7 minutes on for a woman to orgasm. Most men can come in before that. So if a woman gets hers off before the man, then there's something wrong with his ass because usually he's been in it for a minute.
Yeah, that's true. Y'all not, like,
most women longer to come than it do men. Sometimes, in most situations.
Question: what's your ideal? So let me ask you the time frame. What's your time frame for sex then?
It all depends, but like 15 minutes, maybe. I guess
that's what I'm saying. I don't need no long ass session. Like
sometimes it might be longer than that. It depends. Sometimes it might be shorter than that. But I think the average is like 15 minutes.
Yeah, no, like who wants to get pounded for fucking 15 straight minutes? Like that friction. Come on, Neil. I don't want to do that. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. Damn sure not riding for more than 2 minutes. So that's not for me. How long you fucking for, Rasheem?
It's been some time. It's been, I listen, it depends on the session. It definitely depends.
All right, so then here's the follow-up question. Is it with help or is it, you know, without supplements or is that just you? You got to ask these kind of questions. Because a lot of these guys, they using that raw honey or they taking these gas station pills to last long.
And so I like, liquor too. Yeah. But liquor could be both. It could be
You could, it's hit or miss.
Dick is broke too.
So you doing these sessions, are you doing this naturally from the muscle?
No.
15 minutes. Oh.
15 minutes shit. You stroke it for 15 minutes straight.
15 minutes ain't shit.
You stroke it for 15 minutes straight without catching the cramp, without being out of breath. Yes. This nigga fucking
I life. Promise you, but you talking about now honey and all that shit.
So if you got your dick sucked before all crazy, no, you can last 15. All right, see, no.
No, that's a whole different element. No, you can't
no. Next we talking about street pot. No. Anyway, like we said, the average is 15 minutes. Don't let these niggas tell y'all anything differently. Anyway. So you took a shot for this last round, right? Because he definitely... Oh, wait, no. Did he have to take a shot?
I think he took it.
He was just drinking just because. Well, our winner is Brittany. Team Brittany.
Hey.
Because Girl Code is going to win every time, obviously. So, Rasha, you did have some compelling arguments. Like, you know, I could agree with some things.
You had a few answers.
Yeah, but sorry, Girl Cool wins. But I just want to thank you both for ending the season with us. We appreciate this. This episode definitely was a bit. So hopefully we see y'all in season 4, but that's a wrap for Pillow Talk season 3. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to another great episode of Pillow Talk Uncensored. With that, we're at the end of season 3, and we would just like to thank everyone for tuning in for all of the episodes. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at @PillowTalk_Uncensored to keep up with us to see what we have in store for the brand new season. See you soon!